sideshows or street takeovers. Now, the terms vary depending on where you live, but they all refer to the same thing. People in souped-up cars taking over intersections and burning rubber for a crowd. Now, even though the phenomenon is not new, police say it's growing, and so are their efforts to crack down on it. Here's NPR's law enforcement correspondent, Martin Costi.
In Birmingham, Alabama, they call it exhibition driving. At least that's what the police call it.
It's definitely chaotic, to say the least.
Officer Mark Jones gets called out to these on a regular basis, and he says they're hard to miss.
It's like literally you can see the smoke from them burning their tires from several blocks away.
Challengers, Chargers, Mustangs, even Toyota Supras. All doing continuous donuts while the crowd records it for social media. Take this clip from San Francisco's waterfront a few weeks ago. In the video, young men hang out the windows of the cars, trailing flags and fireworks and lasers cut through the tire smoke. When a Camaro starts burning in the middle of the intersection, the other cars do donuts around it. So, what's the appeal? Filmmaker Yakpasua Zazaboy remembers when he discovered sideshows as a young man in Oakland in the late 1990s.
The energy was just so positive out there. It was like love at first sight.
He says it helps to understand the original slang, siding.
When you see young fellows pulling up in their cars and they're trying to look cool and all that stuff, and it was just the way that you kind of lean back towards the side. It was generally called siding.
Showing off, in other words.
And the side show was basically a show of show-offs. It was folks that were out there showing off what they were up to, what they were doing, styles, creativity, and what they were doing with their cars, fashion, all that stuff was happening out there at side shows.
He eventually stopped participating, opting instead to document the side shows on video. These days, he's opposed to side shows in neighborhoods. He says when he was younger, he didn't appreciate how unfair the events were to the residents, as well as the risks. Recent sideshow videos seem to celebrate the spectators who get really close. It's sort of like the running of the bulls in Pamplona. In this video, you can hear what happens to a man who gets too close. He's hit by the rear end of a fishtailing car, and some of the crowd goes to help him, while others keep cheering.
We've had instances where people have been hit and killed, people have been hit and injured, people have been run over.
Deputy Chief Michael Pickett runs the Special Operations Bureau of the Birmingham Police Department. He says these events took off during the pandemic and then kept going, so much so that this spring he started a coordinated effort to try to track where the shows tend to happen.
We'll go ahead and preemptively deploy one or two MARC units to that location with blue lights on, and they'll pretty much not want to occupy that space because police is already there.
They also wield a bigger legal stick now, as Alabama has increased penalties for the crime of exhibition driving. Another tool is the tow truck. In February, the sheriff's office in San Joaquin County, California, confiscated almost 90 cars from one show, and the sheriff then posted this video directed at the car's owners.
So no need to keep calling. Your cars will stay with us until the district attorney has adjudicated your case. And then we'll determine whether your car is a public nuisance and whether it'll be destroyed or not.
And in Seattle, the city attorney has just proposed a new $500 fine for sideshows. The ticket could be mailed to the car's registered owners after the fact, using police dash cam video as evidence and eliminating the need to pursue the drivers. In Birmingham, Officer Jones says the chase is just what some of the drivers are looking for.
They try to bait us into like taking some type of enforcement action or chasing them so they can show the video online or on their channel, you know, for likes and views or what have you.
In recent years, there have also been cases around the country of spectators turning on police, sometimes jumping on or kicking squad cars and taunting officers inside. In Oakland, the filmmaker Yakpasua Zazaboy is skeptical of police crackdowns. He says the authorities just have to understand how motivated sideshow participants are.
It's because it's the most exciting thing to that age range. It's the most exciting thing to do.
He says it would help to see sideshows as a kind of nascent motorsport, one with an outlaw DNA, like NASCAR. The better solution, he thinks, is to try to find ways and places for these show-off drivers to show off more safely. Martin Costi, NPR News.